What does the resurrection of Jesus Christ mean to you? What does it mean? If you, whatever you put a high value on is what you will continually celebrate. Some people will do anything. Now, you know, we have destination weddings, destination birthdays, where we will spend all our life savings, money stolen will be spent, and all kinds of things. Mundane. I was sharing with my wife last night. People, it just annoys my spirit, man. Two people want to get married. All they are concentrating on is the wedding. One day. That's where they will spend all their resources. The gown, the flowing gown, the limousine, the food, the cake. When they are doing counseling, the mind is not in the counseling. It's on the, let's be fast. We have to see the caterer. We have to make sure the hall is set. We have to make sure this is set. That's why there are too many broken homes. Because value is not put on what matters most. That is your life after the wedding. Today, I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. What makes you one? Today, I know I'm not going to go to hell. I'm going to make it to heaven. What makes you certain? It is Jesus. It is the death of Jesus. It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly look at a few scriptures and then we'll pray. What if Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead? What if on the third day the big stone was still there and Jesus still laid in the tomb? Look at what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. I read from verse 12 to 19. Now if Jesus, or if Christ is preached that he has risen from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty. And your faith is also empty. Yes. And we have found false witnesses of God. That is, if Christ did not rise. Because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up. That is, if he did not rise. If in fact the dead do not rise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. And you are still in your sins. Somebody say, God forbid. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished for nothing. Emphasis mine. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable or miserable. Spirit of the living God, please breathe on your word today. Visit us with your resurrection power, Jesus. Let everyone under the sound of my voice, by the time we are done, know of a truth that you are the risen Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So if Jesus does not rise up, this is what Paul said. It means our faith is useless. Need I say, it means that there is no God. It means there is no hell. It means there is no heaven. It means those who say they are born again are not born again. But thank God it's not so. Because if you have genuinely accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, I'm going to repeat this like a broken record until somebody understands it. Being born again is not just coming out when the altar call is made. And then you say, I give my life to Christ. And you are smiling. No godly sorrow. The Bible says godly sorrow leads to repentance. I have evidence of godly sorrow the day I got born again. The teacher in Sunday school was talking about the reign of the Son of God. I was sitting down there with my Fendi white sunglasses, loaded up with all kinds of substances. And I heard a voice. As I saw hellfire, I saw people falling into hell. I caught a glimpse of it. I heard voices. I heard cries. Then the voice said, "Will you like to be there?" I cried, "No." That was the day I gave my life to Christ. There was sorrow in my heart of all my sins. I wept, begging God, please forgive me. I don't want to go to hell. Please forgive me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Nobody led me in a sinner's prayer. There was no altar call. I made an altar call by myself. I ran forward. I knelt down and I gave my life to Christ. Everybody around me knew that something had happened in my life. Even the friends I used to hang out with, they knew, even though they mocked me. They thought it was a fluke, but it wasn't. Here I am, over 30 years now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. There has to be that touching of the heart. There has to be an evidence in your heart. Evidence of the sufferings, the pain, the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then you will know in your heart that is true. Because the greatest evidence of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, because we are not there, or we were not there when it happened, so it's not physical for us anymore. It has become a heart thing. It has become a spiritual thing, and you will know it. That day I knew it. That day I knew it. That day, the hunger for the word of God was the kind I have never wanted to read any book in my life more than I wanted to read the Bible. It was a small, those short, thick Bible. Markings. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Christ authenticates our justification. Ephesians chapter 1, I read from verse 19 to 21. You must know, child of God, that this thing about God, this thing about Jesus Christ is not a joke. It's not a game. It's life. Ephesians chapter 1. I read from verse 19 to 21. We're talking about the power of resurrection, the significance of the power of resurrection, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. What does this mean? The power of resurrection. After Jesus died and he was buried, the Bible records he went to hell, the gates of hell. Like was read or spoken this morning, had it been the rulers of this world had known, they would not have crucified the King of Glory. Satan and his cohorts, they were celebrating. Yes, we got him. Yes, we have killed him. He cannot save mankind. We will stop him from rising. And if you will imagine it, at the gates of hell, Satan and all his demons, every demon that was on earth, they were there. They had to be called to celebrate the death of Jesus Christ, because they did not know he was going to rise up again. Watch this, brethren. They kicked him. They beat him. They did everything that this one, you will remain here. Satan was joyful. I have victory over you. Let me tell you somebody, those who have beaten you down, those who have said you will never rise again, those who have said your head will never be lifted again, those who have limited your destiny, I have news for them today. Because the devil and the demons could not hold Jesus down, nobody will hold your destiny down. I said, no one will hold your destiny down. I said, no one will hold your destiny down because of the power of resurrection. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please open with me to Colossians chapter 2 and let me show you what happened. What happened in hell? Colossians 2:15. Come on. What did he do? He disarmed them. They thought they had him, but it disarmed them. Your enemies are already disarmed. I say your enemies are rendered powerless. Jesus disarmed them. He disarmed principalities. He disarmed powers. He disarmed. The Bible says he made a spectacle, a public show of them. I decree over every enemy of your soul, there is a public disgrace that is coming into their lives. There is a public disgrace that is coming into their home in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus Christ will make sure that you triumph over them. Somebody say, I have victory. He made the public show of them. When he said to John, I am he. Revelation chapter 1. He said, I have the keys of hell, Hades, and death. How did he get it? He made a public spectacle of them. He triumphed over them. He said to the devil, you can't kill my children no more. You can't kill my servants no more. You can't kill their destinies no more. He took the keys from him. He took the keys of hell. That from today, you are no longer the Lord over this hell. You are no longer the master in hell. I am the master in hell. Somebody said the devil is under my feet. This is the power of resurrection. Hallelujah. This is the power of resurrection. Praise the Lord. Jesus is risen. So I am alive together with him. Do you know the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross made you and I fit for God? His resurrection set us right with God. That's why you shouldn't allow the devil to use guilt against your destiny anymore. The sins you have confessed is gone. It's bygone. It wasn't covered. It was erased. Praise the Lord. The sins you committed last year, that the devil will not allow you to smile in church, will not allow you to raise up your hand and rejoice. I have news for you. The blood of Jesus Christ has washed it away. The blood of Jesus Christ has erased it totally. In the presence of God, there is no trace about it. Hallelujah. Because the blood of Jesus is adequate. Somebody said the blood is adequate. The blood of Jesus is adequate to wash away all our sins. Matthew 26, 28 says, Jesus speaking, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Hallelujah. 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 And you know what the resurrection also means? Is that in the old times, the Old Testament, when sacrifices are made unto the Lord, fire is used to consume it. And then the smoke goes up in a fashion to signify that God has accepted it. If you remember the story of Samson's mother, when the angel of the Lord came and said he's going to have a son that will be this and that, Manoah, and he put a sacrifice. "Wait," he said, "let me go and get a sacrifice." Brought it, and the angel touched it, and fire came, poof, smoke took it up. You find that all over scriptures. When Elijah, before the people, gathered them together, made a sacrifice, there was a competition between God and Baal. God always wins. Should I say God and Baal or Elijah and Baal? Praise the Lord. Fire came down from heaven and consumed it to say, "I accept it." The resurrection of Jesus Christ, when he rose again, it's a fact that God has accepted the sacrifice of Jesus. That's why Jesus could rise again. Because the promises, every promise he made, no human being can bring them to pass. He's the only one that can bring them to pass. So whatever promises he made you, because he has resurrected, I want you to know that those promises, Jesus will see to it that he brings it to pass in your life. Can I hear somebody with faith say a good amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. Is somebody listening to me? Watch this. The Bible says in Romans 8, 33 to 34, "Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Who will accuse you? It is God who justifies." The only person qualified to accuse you is God. The one that saved you, the one that saved me, is the only one that can challenge you. He said, "Who is he that who condemns?" It is Christ who died, not the devil who brings guilt. Praise the Lord. And furthermore, he's also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. So every day you wake up, say amen first, and say, "Lord, thank you." Because the Bible says that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus is a demonstration of the power of God. Not just the power of God in Jesus, but also the power of God in every child of God. Somebody say, "I have power." Come on, say, "You have the power of God." Ask your neighbor, "Neighbor, do you have the power of God?" Come on, answer. "I have the power of God because I'm a child of God." Hallelujah.
You need to learn to tap into that power. Praise the Lord. Romans 8, verse 11 to 13, the Bible says, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, if, watch that scripture, if the spirit, if you tap into it, and that same spirit dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. That is why I know that as I am speaking, your body is being healed. Your blood is being healed. Your bones are being healed. Your joints are being healed. Any sickness and disease in your body is being healed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus gives us hope. Hope for what? Hope concerning our resurrection too. Many people believe that when they die, they just become manure and there's nothing else to them. It's a lie. The body will die, but the soul is forever alive. It's either alive in hell or alive in heaven. This is what the apostle said in scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. That living hope is our own resurrection. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because as he is, so are we. Praise the Lord. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible. This body is corruptible. Praise the Lord. But when we are raised with Jesus, we enter the incorruptible. Praise the Lord. Jesus on earth was incorruptible. Now he's in heaven. He took our corruption. That's why he was nailed on the cross. Praise the Lord. But he resurrected. He's sitting on the throne, the right hand of the Father, in incorruption. Praise the Lord. An undefiled, that does not fade away, that it is forever and ever, reserved in heaven for you and I, who are kept by the power through faith in salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I pray that salvation is revealed to you today, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Peter also said in verse 20 and 21 of the same chapter, he indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. So that your faith and hope are not in things, are not in somebody else, but in God. Praise the Lord. The most common scripture about our hope in Christ concerning resurrection will be found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. But I do not want you to be ignorant, Paul said, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, let me put it directly to you. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. That is, those who die in Christ. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with this. Now my big question to you is, if the Lord Jesus should come now, if the trump of God should sound now, and Jesus appear in the sky, ready to take the saints, and the dead in Christ have risen up from their graves, just like when Jesus died, the Bible says that the graves of men and women, they opened up and they showed themselves everywhere in the city. When those graves are open, my question to you is, are you going to be rising up with him? Are you going to be lifted with him? If you are not going to be lifted, you know in your heart, then you need to make Jesus your Lord today. Because it can happen anytime. The Bible says no man knows the time. No man knows the hour. Don't be caught unawares. That's why the resurrection needs to be on your heart on a daily basis. Don't be caught in sin. Because of the death of Jesus, because of the great sacrifice, because of a resurrection, God is demanding your loyalty. God is demanding your heart. God is demanding my heart. Even those of us who say, Jesus, you are my Savior, we sing him as Savior, but we don't see him as Lord. After he saves you, he's meant to be Lord. After being Savior, he's meant to be Lord. Romans 14:9 says, for to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the living and the dead. He died and rose again so that he might be Lord. After being Savior, is he your Lord? Hallelujah. If you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, you do well. You do well. You do well. But is he your Lord? Are you submitted to his will? Are you submitted to the dictates of his command? What does this mean? It means our lives and our service must be to him. When we were sinners, we lived to the flesh. We lived for the devil. But now that we say, oh, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, we can't live to the flesh anymore. We can't live to sin anymore. And there's nobody Jesus cannot save. If he can save me, he can save anybody. Praise the Lord. You just know the nice me now. You didn't know the me of then. I always say that the day I got born again, I was not the only one that was saved. Many other people were saved. Many other people that my life could have affected negatively were saved. And probably there are some people here who are worse than me. I'm not judging you. I can only talk about myself. We should be sold out to him. My exuberance for Christ does not end in church. You need to see me at home. You need to see me when nobody's there. You need to see me in my car. My exuberance for Christ goes beyond Sunday service. My exuberance in Christ, it's me remembering who I used to be and what Jesus did in my life. My exuberance in Christ is me who had no hope. Now I have hope in Christ. My exuberance in Christ is me who could have died, but Jesus came to save me. I have been in places that you don't want to imagine, where I saw multitudes die in my very presence, and there was no scratch on me. Even while I was yet a sinner, Christ died. He never gave up on me. He's not going to give up on you. But don't wait too long, because we never know when he will come. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all. He died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. That our life should no longer be me, 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 me. Put Jesus in the equation. Praise the Lord. I pray for you today that your life will continue to demonstrate the risen Lord in Jesus' name. In rounding up, on Easter Sunday, that is after the Passover, Easter means Passover, after Jesus Christ has been dead and buried, and the first day of the week, which is today, Sunday, some of the disciples, or Mary, should I say, went to the tomb. And she took everything needed for burial so that his body would not be smelling. Because after the Passover on Friday is Sabbath. Sabbath, you can't do anything. Praise the Lord. And the angel said in Matthew 28 and verse 5, the angel showed up and said, "Who are you looking for? You are looking for Jesus. He's not here." Verse 26 said, "He is risen." He didn't say they took him away. "He is risen, as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. This is where he used to be. But he is no longer there." That is why I prophesy to somebody today that when they come to look for you among the debtors, you no longer be there. You'll be found among the lenders. When they come to look for you in the hospital, you no longer be found among the sick. You no longer be found among the diseased. You'll be found among those who are praying for the sick to be healed. You'll no longer be found among the sorrowful. You'll be found among the joyful. You'll no longer be found among the dead. You'll be found among the living. If you believe it, shout amen. Amen. A dead person is an insignificant person. The Bible says a living dog is better than a dead lion. From today, when they come to look for you in insignificance, they will find you insignificant. I said they will not see you in insignificance anymore. Those who left you in the lonely place, when they come visiting you, they will find you in the high places. They will find you in the place of joy. They will find you in the place of peace. They will find you in the place of elevation. They will find you in the place of abundance. If you are the one, jump on your feet and shout a good amen. A dead person is hopeless. I prophesy to you and to me, those who have left us in hopelessness, who thought our lives can never be better than this, when they come back looking, we shall not be found in hopelessness. We shall be found in hope. We shall be found in increase. We shall be found in joy. We shall be found in rejoicing. Hallelujah! He is risen. He's not here. Paul said, I know no man after the flesh. But he said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, he prayed one of the most important prayers of his life, that I may know him. What do you want to know? He said, the power of his resurrection, the power of exchange, the power of exchange for change. That I may know the fellowship of his suffering. This is what Jesus did for me. Who do I think I am without him? Who do you think you are without Jesus? Do you think you own your life? Do you think you own your future? It belongs to him. It's in his hands. That I may know him. After he resurrected in Luke chapter 24, he was going on the road to Emmaus. There were two other disciples with him. He was talking with them. They did not know him. They did not know him. They did not know the resurrected King. They did not know the resurrected Lord. They did not know the resurrected Redeemer. The Bible says, began to expose to them the scriptures from Moses to himself, and their hearts burned within them. It's not enough for your heart to burn within you hearing the word of God, but the greatest is knowing him. It was until he sat at meat with them and he broke bread that the Bible says that their eyes were open. Their eyes were open. And they now saw the Lord. I pray for you today, that in the name of the resurrected Jesus, may your eyes be open to know your Redeemer. May your eyes be open to know your Lord. May your eyes be open to know the sacrifices and the resurrection of Jesus for you. Somebody shout a good amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.